Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Our friends at MB Financial Bank brought in internationally renowned pancake artist superstar, Dr. Dan. And Dr. Dan just finished my face in pancake. So if you're not on Periscope and you're watching on the live stream, how about that?
And your head's not even really falling off the plate too much.
No, no. I thought his use of batter was quite economical.
I tell you, that's a great rendition.
And it's a great, it's a great batter balanced forehead, don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
You got the goatee right.
I love it.
Right? Ah, very impressive.
A little sparkle in your eye there, too.
He is working on Marcus Kruger's face in a pancake right now, as Marcus Kruger joins us now on MB Financial Bank's Breakfast with a Blackhawk. Good morning, Mr. Kruger.
Hey, Steve and Dave. Thanks for having me.
And Audrey is here as well. And Dr. Dan, he was making your face in a pancake right now.
That's awesome.
Have you had it done before?
I don't think so.
It would be very funny if you said you had.
That'd be pretty cool to have.
Yeah. So he'll get it done in just a little bit here, and we'll figure out a way to get it to you. All right, let's start with the obvious. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Just get to the rink and, getting ready for practice.
And you were very kind to give your number to Andrew Ladd when he came in, but I suppose every guy on the team wants your number now. You're just giving up numbers left and right?
Yeah, I mean, we had Wisey coming in, too, and he used to have number 22 there, so I don't know. I don't think I can do one more, give it away, but I mean, that number meant a lot for Ladd, so
sure.
It wasn't a really big thing for me.
You're a good man. You're a good man and a good teammate, and once you get back and you get healthy and you're playing every day, how do you stay healthy for the run and into next year? Because obviously the Hawks just doing a new deal with you. They want you around for a long time.
Yeah, I'm really thankful to the management there to give me a chance to be part of this organization. So, yeah, obviously that feels good. Now I can't wait to get back to the ice.
How long do you think it's going to be? Is it a matter of maybe not tonight, but by the weekend, next week, couple of weeks?
Are you talking about till his head is done in pancake?
No, not the pancake. Oh. I was talking about when Marcus is back.
Yeah, you know, like right now I'm just so happy with I've been skating with the team for the last few days, so just happy with doing that. So try to take it day by day, progress, and hopefully I play sooner than later. So I think it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back to the number thing for a moment, because in baseball, in a situation like yours, when a guy gives up his number, usually there is some sort of compensation from the player who gets the number to the player who gave it up. Was there any sort of quid pro quo, well, any sort of a payback for you from Ladd for giving up your number?
I didn't know it was like that in baseball, but.
Yeah, you could have made a bunch, dude. Yeah. You could have bought
at least
a car,
a dinner, or something.
Yeah, maybe should tell him that. No, but it actually didn't. It wasn't a really big thing. So no.
It's a very nice thing to
you. I expected at all.
It's but a very
he was really really thankful, and that was enough for me.
It's a very nice thing to do, and I think it's an example of not just how this team and this organization operates, but it's an example of how hockey players relate to each other when you're on the team. I'll knock your teeth out if you have the wrong sweater on, but if you're on my team, I'll give you my number.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's been playing with that jersey and that number for a long time. So, like I said, it wasn't really a big deal for me.
I don't want to keep harping on the same thing, but Swedish pancake or regular for you?
Swedish, of course.
Yeah, of course, Swedish. Yeah.
Marcus, as we're watching them make your pancake, your image in pancake, which looks really cool, by the way, have you been to the Swedish bakery in Andersonville?
I have a bunch of times, actually. We usually go up there and get Sandler. That's a Swedish thing.
Adam Sandler's a Swedish thing?
No, it's Swedish pastries.
What is it called?
Yeah, Sandler. It's it's a Swedish thing. We eat you eat it in February every year. It's a special day. You have it. So
I got to tell you,
to go up there and get that at least once a year.
You walk in there and just sniff, and you've had a better day.
Yeah, I know. It's an awesome place, and we go there quite a bit.
All right, so you have been on the sidelines for a while. It's got to be tough to watch these games. And frankly, this team in the middle of a three-game losing streak, nothing could be more unusual for the Blackhawks than to lose three in a row. So tonight may not be a must-win, but it sure is important. What's your sense of the feel on the team? We just got to get it together and get all phases working?
Yeah, I mean, during a year, it's going to be ups and downs. And, I mean, we lost three straight, but I think today's going to be a really good game. I mean, Flyers have a lot on stake, and I think it's a good chance for us to turn the coin around a little bit.
And, Dave, one more question for Mr. Kruger before we talk pancakes here.
Well, I just want to get back. Obviously, the Blackhawks have given you a big vote of confidence in you and them with a three-year agreement, and you kind of had to wait your turn last summer when things were sort of being figured out as far as the salary cap. Do you feel like now you've been sort of rewarded for being patient last year and kind of drifting there for a little while you waited for Stan to figure out all the configurations with the salary cap?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really worry about all those stuff when you're playing it. That's been my mindset all the time. You start to play and focus on that, do that as good as I can. And like I said before, I'm really thankful for Rocky, John, and Stan believing in me and get that contract done. So feels always really nice.
All right, now joining us here from the Dr. Dan Cake operation is your name, sir?
Hank.
And Hank, what do you do?
I am everything but the pancake art in our pancake business.
You're the manager, the scheduler, you're
booking,
the agent.
Yeah. Sanity the roadie, holder.
Yes, the guy that keeps your artist happy.
Exactly.
Make sure he's getting what he needs. As he works on finishing off Marcus Kruger's head, is there any questions that Marcus might have that you could answer? Marcus, what do you want to know about your pancake face?
I kind of just want to know, is it big enough to me to eat?
Oh, yeah. It's a good amount of size. It'd fill you up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's saying it's actually helps that you're very good looking, so it's easier to draw. A lot of defined features.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see that.
Marcus, how would you say in Swedish, what do you mean my face is a pancake?
So you say it in Swedish?
Yeah, say that in Swedish for me.
For me, I'm not a man. Who can mean mitt ansikte var en pannkaka?
Yeah, that's our point.
You know what?
It's kind of hard to do, though. Like, you switch to Swedish in the middle of the conversation.
Well, the beautiful thing is, Marcus, I wouldn't know if it was right or wrong.
Good.
So, all right. So, how close are we to unveiling the Kruger?
It looks like it's cooking right now.
We're 45 seconds away, Marcus. Are you nervous?
A little bit, maybe.
And we've got this up on Periscope at Dr. Dan Cake and also at Cochrane Show. But as soon as it's complete, we are going to snap a picture of it and send it to you. We should go snap.
We're not going to send them the pancake?
Oh, no. We'll keep the pancake.
Hey, Marcus, have you ever eaten your own face? That's a funny thing we ask people.
No, I haven't.
Well, by the way,
I'm looking forward to see it.
Yeah. By the way, Marcus, this is a little awkward, but Andrew Ladd's on the phone, and he would like your pancake.
Okay.
He'd like that as well.
He's so nice.
All right, here we go. We're about to flip. We have the beautiful MB Financial Bank logo, which came out brilliantly. And right now, Marcus, your head is being flipped off a pancake griddle.
Yeah, it's getting scraped off the griddle.
Yes, very close, very close. I don't know why Kruger's head's bigger than mine. I don't know how that worked out.
Here he goes.
So here we go. Your attention. And it's Marcus. Wow. It's fantastic. Oh, it is fantastic.
He looks hot. Well, literally, he's on the griddle.
Yeah, it's steaming hot.
Yeah.
Marcus, I got to be honest. I don't know if you're that good looking, but you look great in pancake batter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we might just have to eat it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see that picture.
We are going to send it to you, and we're going to figure out a way to actually get you the finished product, the pancake.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. And the folks at MB Financial Bank do as well. And thank you for being on Breakfast with the Blackhawk. I know how hard you're working. We can't wait to get you back on the ice.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Good guy. Mm-hmm. Good guy.
Did
you see the Finnish Kruger? The Finnish Kruger is unbelievable.
His head might be a little bigger than yours.
It's really, really good. I don't want to say Dr. Dan phoned my face in, but his Kruger is better. Maybe it's what you're working with, Dan. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. Remind people again where they can go on YouTube and also on your website.
Yeah, you can follow us on our social media. We got Dan Cakes on YouTube and Dan Cakes on Facebook. At Dr. Dan Cake on everything else. And dancakes.com. If you ever want to have a pancake artist come to your event, we'll come to anywhere in the world, honestly. We've been to Bangkok as far as we've been.
Just love that you flew to Bangkok. What did you make there?
We were at a food and music festival. We were making a lot of people's faces. Just set up at this music event. It was really weird.
Did you have a translator?
Yes, we did. It was crazy.
Imagine that scene. You have a translator explaining that you're making faces in pancake batter.
Exactly. We met these Russian guys that did cotton candy art, and we hung out with them the whole weekend.
You have a very weird job.
It was really weird.
It's like art imitating life. Well,
exactly.
And again, thanks to MB Financial Bank. MB means business. And MB Financial Bank, by the way, without them, my face would not be in pancake batter this morning.
And your face
thanks
looks
for having us,
pretty
guys.
Good on that plate there.
So, don't you eat it.
Not touching it.
921, back with more in a moment on 720 WGN.